The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Moreno, AM 870, The Answer.
The fourth industrial revolution is charging full steam ahead, and workers are scrambling to keep up. We're going to discuss how technology and other factors will radically change the job market, where the new jobs will be, and how people can reskill. We're going to talk with Art Bilger. He is founder of Working Nation. Art, nice to have you on the program today.
Well, good to join you. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about what brought you to this subject and your interest.
What really brought this together in my head is I've really been, you know, over my career, I've really been engaged in three very prominent areas that sort of all tie together in terms of what we did here at Working Nation. First of all, I did a lot of work in the media world, both initially as an investment advisor, and then ultimately I ended up running a TV broadcasting company. And so the fact that Working Nation is a not-for-profit media enterprise to educate the people of this nation via storytelling is not all that crazy for someone like me to do it, deep experience in media. Following my media years, I, by accident, fell into the technology world. This was starting in 1998 and got very deep into the investing in, you know, venture capital technology, new technologies, a lot of its stuff being the internet coming along and stuff like that. And so it opened my eyes over the years of just how quickly technology was changing our world, including jobs. And then finally, the last major, stepping off point was in 2002, I invested in my first online education company. I was invited by the founders of the company. I looked at it. I told them finally, I will invest. I didn't know if I was going to make any money, but I'll invest if I can go on the board and the executive committee, because I really wanted to learn about this, because I was already thinking about how education and technology had to come together to really broaden out the quality of education across our full communities. My kids were already going to some of the finest private schools in Los Angeles, and as you know, 5 miles down the road, it could be something very different. So anyway, that ended up being a key investment area for me also. So I've been pretty deeply involved with early stage online education companies. And so it's really those three experiences that 5 years ago at a dinner in New York with a lot of big fund managers and top corporate executives, and Larry Summers was the guest speaker, where this all really began coming together in my head. And that was the beginning.
All right, let's go through some assumptions that I bring to the table, and you can knock them down. I'm a reporter. I'm on the radio every day. I do news stories, and I see these stories, and I put them aside. One of them says, if you have a job that pays $22 or less, guess what? That job is going to be automated, and you're going to be out in the next 5 to 10 years. True or false?
It can be true, but it doesn't have to be true, because what's going to happen is that jobs, it's not that they will stay, static in terms of, the experience required, but jobs will evolve in terms of, what it has to be achieved, and it's not just technology replacing them. It's human beings who are in those jobs. And so actually we were just in a meeting talking about this. Major theme of ours at Working Nation is lifelong learning. And the fact of the matter is that person who's getting that job at $22 an hour, they have got to be open to, and we have to be able to supply the experiences to allow them to evolve their skills in learning.
So it doesn't mean
they're without a job, but the jobs will, in terms of quality, will not stay static.
So another story shows this electronic arm called Flipper, and it makes burgers. And they say, you know, guess what? The chef of the future can be automated. True or false?
Well, there's some examples. Yes, there are clearly some functions out there, you know, such as that, where, yes, like, you know, technology might very much, you know, replace a job. But at the same time, we at Working Nation, very much, this is our primary focus, is understanding where the jobs of the future will be, because lots of new jobs are going to be, come along in areas that just haven't been a big opportunity. I'll give you an example. You know, one of the examples I've used for 5 years is how a marketing department of 10 will become a marketing department of 2 because of data and analytics, and you'll get better answers. And those 8 jobs that will disappear are terrific white-collar, middle-class, and upper-middle-class jobs today.
Yeah.
However, I believe data and analytics will be the fastest-growing job area in this country.
Interesting.
Because within the next 5 and 10 and 15 years, there won't be an aspect of business, government, or the not-for-profit world that isn't driven by data and analytics. And right now, we have a vacuum of people who have knowledge and experience.
We'll circle back to that in a second. One more area. Had a guest on a couple weeks ago on the subject of AI, and we got talking about various jobs and things going on, and it came up about how law firms are now using AI to study the depositions of others and come up with the questions. They're saying, you know, it's doing the work of what an associate lawyer would have done, that you don't need that associate lawyer to do some of that work anymore. Could be changes even in upper industries.
That type of thing is clearly possible. There's no question about it.
And there's a wire service that uses a computer to write stories now.
Yep. That is happening.
Okay.
That is definitely happening.
Okay. So you
don't disagree at all.
Your focus is change is going to happen. Where are we going to be to adapt to it, and where will the jobs be? That's a very positive way to look at it. The other side is the theory that, hey, you can have all these people in the world. There ain't going to be enough jobs for them. And we're going to have to come up with, like the Democrats want to do, a check for everyone, a minimum sustainability. And people are going to be pursuing the arts and on the beach and studying photography. Now, I'm not endorsing that second version of this utopian world. I think work is vital to a person's health and well-being. What do you think?
That was the town hall event, roundtable event that we did last night at the Skirball Cultural Center, where we brought 10 key religious leaders to 2 different panels, where they came together, and this is something, an event we held, and then we film all of these, and this will, you know, this will then be broadcast. A very key theme there was, yes, what are they seeing in their communities in terms of workforce development and changes? But then, two, very importantly, and this is a theme I've been thinking about for a number of years, the linkage between employment and purpose in life. And I am a very, very firm believer that that is a key. And so, yes, whenever I get confronted with what you just mentioned, the whole idea of universal basic income, I step back and, you know, keep saying that that isn't a solution. It might be something that should, you know, be done to make sure, if we want to make sure everyone's got 3 meals a day, but you still have to bring to the table a connection with purpose in life for those same individuals. And so that's, you know, That's clearly a major theme of ours at Working Nation,
and so
the linkage between employment and purpose in life.
And so quick answers here because we're running out of time.
Okay.
With the development in technology, the shifting world, is there a fear that there'll be not enough jobs anymore because the computers, the big data, everything else can eat up some of those jobs?
I think if you look out in the long term, this is a question I'm asked frequently, if we had 100 years to make the necessary adjustments in employment that we would have to because of this combination of globalization, technology, longevity, and broken education all coming together at the same time, if we had 100 years, I'm comfortable, I'm generally an optimist, I'm comfortable that we as individuals and the institutions that govern our societies would make the adjustments. I do believe society would look very different 100 years from now. And so it might be far fewer jobs. All right. But our focus at Working Nation is that this is coming on so fast now. The title of the first piece we put up was in September of 2016 on CNN's platform. It was called The Slope of the Curve. And what I mean by that is the slope of the curve in the change in jobs and skills when measured against time has never been so steep. And so that's what our purpose at Working Nation is to educate the people of this nation as to, one, the issues, but two, our primary focus and mission is to then, through storytelling, one means or another, highlight where the jobs of the future will be and what are the mitigating strategies and solutions.
Last question, because we're out of time. Wish we could talk longer. There are some who say the government's push for higher wages is what's driving the shift to automation. You can tell a person you got to give them $15 an hour and all these benefits and go from there up. But once a company does the analytics on whether it's worth it or not, hey, it's easier to buy the machine, the computer, and they can even depreciate it. And out the door go the workers. How about that?
Yeah. No, that's clearly an influence, no question about it. But that's, I also believe, why, you know, one of the things we're doing is trying to work with and educate, you know, a broad spectrum of those people who make those decisions, that there is a real cost to society. And I will tell you, in the corporate world, we, you know, you clearly find, you know, corporations who, what you just laid out is exactly, you know, what's going to drive them. At the same time, we're engaging with a good number of corporations who are taking a much broader view.
With that, I got to leave it there. Time flew. Art Bilger, founder of Working Nation, will have you back, okay?
Okay. Love to do it. Thank you very much.
Take care, Art. Bye.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Moreno, AM 870, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.